Chinese Basic Course, Lesson 13, Tape A, Side 3. Build-up sequences continued. Sequence 3, the story continued. Begin.
这时候，那位也来了，他也很客气。
At this point, the other fellow came over too, and he was also very polite. Repeat and add.
这时候，那位也来了，他也很客气。他说，车怎么了？哪有毛病？让我看一下。
He said, what's wrong with the car? Where's the trouble? Let me have a look at it. Note, 毛病, trouble, defect or fault. Repeat and add.
这时候，那位也来了，他也很客气。他说，车怎么了？哪有毛病？让我看一下。他朋友说，这位先生说是他的电池没电了。
His friend said, this gentleman says that his battery is dead. Repeat and add.
这时候，那位也来了，他也很客气。他说，车怎么了？哪有毛病？让我看一下。他朋友说，这位先生说是他的电池没电了。那位说，不可能，这是新车，不可能是电池没电了。
The other man said, that's impossible, this is a new car. It's not possible that the battery could be dead. Repeat and add.
这时候，那位也来了。他也很客气。他说，车怎么了？哪有毛病？让我看一下。他朋友说，这位先生说是他的电池没电了。那位说，不可能，这是新车，不可能是电池没电了。我想，可能是电线断了。要是电线断了，车就不能动了。
I think it's possible a wire is broken. If a wire is broken, the car can't move. Note, 断了 means broken, broken off, or snapped. It implies separation. Repeat and add.
这时候，那位也来了。他也很客气。他说，车怎么了？哪有毛病？让我看一下。他朋友说，这位先生说是他的电池没电了。那位说，不可能，这是新车，不可能是电池没电了。我想可能是电线断了。要是电线断了，车就不能动了。他就打开那个引擎盖，看看里头。
He then opened up the engine hood and looked inside.Note, 打开, to open up. You may remember this from lesson 2 and your classroom expressions. 请打开书. Please open your book. The other word in this sentence was 眼镜盖. 眼镜 is engine, a transliteration of the sound engine, and 盖, both verb and noun, to cover or a cover. Frequently, in the noun form, it is said as 盖子.Z being a common noun ending. Once again, in the context in which you heard these words.
他就打开那个引擎盖。
He opened up the engine hood. Repeat and add.
这时候，那位也来了，他也很客气。他说，车怎么了？哪有毛病？让我看一下。他朋友说，这位先生说是他的电池没电了。那位说，不可能，这是新车，不可能是电池没电了。我想可能是电线断了。要是电线断了，车就不能动了。他就打开那个引擎盖，看看里头。他看了看就说， 毛病在这儿呢，这个小电线断了，我给你换一个。
He took a look and said, Here's the trouble, this small wire is broken. I'll change it for you. Repeat and add.
这时候，那位也来了，他也很客气。他说，车怎么了？哪儿有毛病？让我看一下。他朋友说，这位先生说，是他的电池没电了。那位说，不可能，这是新车，不可能是电池没电了。我想，可能是电线断了。要是电线断了，车就不能动了。他就打开那个引擎盖，看看里头。他看了看就说，毛病在这儿呢，这个小电线断了，我给你换一个。他就回到卡车那儿，找了一根电线，就给我换了。
He then went back to the truck, found a piece of wire, and changed it for me. Note, 找 means to look for or to find. 根 a piece or a length of. A measure commonly used for ropes, wires, and so on. Repeat and add.
这时候那位也来了，他也很客气。他说，车怎么了？哪儿有毛病？让我看一下。他朋友说，这位先生说，是他的电池没电了。那位说，不可能，这是新车，不可能是电池没电了。我想可能是电线断了，要是电线断了，车就不能动了。他就打开那个引擎盖，看看里头。他看了看就说，毛病在这儿呢，这个小电线断了，我给你换一个。他就回到卡车那儿，找了一根电线，就给我换了。他换了就说，现在行了，现在你可以开走。
When he had changed it, he said, Now it's okay, now you can drive it away. Repeat and add.
这时候，那位也来了，他也很客气。他说，车怎么了？哪有毛病？让我看一下。他朋友说，这位先生说，是他的电池没电了。那位说，不可能，这是新车，不可能是电池没电了。我想，可能是电线断了。要是电线断了，车就不能动了。他就打开那个引擎盖，看看里头。他看了看，就说，毛病在这儿呢。这个小电线断了，我给你换一个。他就回到卡车那儿，找了一根电线，就给我换了。他换了就说，现在行了，现在你可以开走。我那个时候想给他们几块钱，可是他们不肯收。
At that time, I wanted to give them a few dollars, but they were unwilling to accept it.Repeat and add.
这时候那位也来了，他也很客气。他说，车怎么了？哪儿有毛病？让我看一下。他朋友说，这位先生说，是他的电池没电了。那位说，不可能，这是新车，不可能是电池没电了。我想可能是电线断了。要是电线断了，车就不能动了。他就打开那个引擎盖，看看里头。他看了看就说，毛病在这儿呢，这个小电线断了，我给你换一个。他就回到卡车那儿，找了一根电线，就给我换了。他换了就说，现在行了，现在你可以开走。我那个时候想给他们几块钱，可是他们不肯收。他们两个人说， 您别客气，没什么，这是我们应当做的。
The two of them said, Don't be polite, it was nothing. This is just something we ought to do. Now a full repeat of the sequence.
这时候那位也来了，他也很客气。他说，车怎么了？哪有毛病？让我看一下。他朋友说，这位先生说是他的电池没电了。那位说，不可能。这是新车，不可能是电池没电了。我想可能是电线断了。要是电线断了，车就不能动了。他就打开那个引擎盖，看看里头。他看了看，就说：“毛病在这儿呢，这个小电线断了，我给你换一个。”他就回到卡车那儿找了一根电线，就给我换了。他换了就说，现在行了，现在你可以开走。我那个时候想给他们几块钱，可是他们不肯收。他们两个人说，您别客气，没什么，这是我们应当做的。
And now a full translation.At this point, the other fellow came over too, and he was also very polite. He said, What's wrong with the car? Where's the trouble? Let me have a look at it. His friend said, This gentleman says that his battery is dead. The other man said, That's impossible. This is a new car. It's not possible that the battery could be dead. I think it's possible a wire is broken. If a wire is broken, the car can't move. He then opened up the engine hood and looked inside.He took a look and said, Here's the trouble. This small wire is broken. I'll change it for you. He then went back to the truck, found a piece of wire, and changed it for me. When he'd changed it, he said, Now it's okay. Now you can drive it away. At that time, I wanted to give them a few dollars, but they were unwilling to accept it. The two of them said, Don't be polite. It was nothing. This is just something we ought to do. End of lesson 13, tape A.Side 3.